Roger that. Well, the radio I'm talking on now is a Radio Oddity DB20. It's a mobile radio I have hooked up to a power supply. And I have a Nagoya antenna on a cookie sheet behind me by the window. It's inside the room here on a magnet mount on a cookie sheet. And I do pretty good, you know. Even if I hit the high on this thing, if I go to high, I can open up the repeater in Livonia. So it works so good. Everything works so good. I just leave it like it is. I love this radio. But the programming, and when I got this radio, when I first got this radio, you had to download the software from Radio Oddity to program it. And it's almost like Chirp. It's close enough to Chirp. You just after you figure out a few things, it's about as easy as Chirp. But now Chirp covers this radio, so I can program it from either Chirp. Because when I first got this radio, Chirp didn't cover it. But now Chirp covers it, and if I have any problems, you know, I just I can go ahead on. Like that page I said I saved from my Baofeng, a couple months ago I ordered another pair of UV5RMs, and I got them, I took them out of the box, I put the batteries in them, I put them up to the computer one at a time, and I just, my saved file with all my stuff to my Baofeng up here, I just loaded into them, and then I put them back away in the box and put them up. That way, if I ever have to break them out for some reason, I don't have to go through all that, you know, stuff. Well, Chirp doesn't, it's not going through a lot, but I'm just saying all I have to do is screw the antenna on, throw the battery in, and I'm ready to go.
CVRWD501. Yep, that is the way, for sure. Curious, is that a mobile antenna you got on the cookie sheet? Or did you make some kind of adapter for like a handheld antenna?